All right. In celebrating National Women's Month, we are going to be talking about K-12 teacher empowership. Hello out there. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk K-12 Education Show here on Realizing Your Potential TV Network every Tuesday from 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Tanisha Langley, education enthusiast, thought leader, and founder of Enrichment Strategist Services and Education Consulting Business. You can connect with me on LinkedIn and type in Tanisha Langley, Senior Education Consultant. That is where you can connect with me, send me a request to join your network, and I'll also be at times uploading some of the free resources and freebies with the show connected to there, okay? So I'm so excited to partner with you, dedicated to the heart of our community, which is built on the wonderful foundation of education. I'm the host, but you and the community mean the absolute most. I would love for you to share your suggestions of what you would love to get more information related to K-12 educational topics. So if you're interested, email us at letstalkk12education@gmail.com. As a former classroom teacher and current education consultant and coach, my goal is to use this platform as an unbiased show to educate and provide information as it pertains to educating our future. My partnership with the community of Realizing Your Potential TV Network is to close the gap of the school-to-prison pipeline with tenacity, grit, and grind, all while providing hope. Before we get into our topic today of K-12 teacher empowership, as we continue all month long for the month of March to celebrate women's history, let's get warmed up with the How's Your Brain game to show critical thinking skills. You ready? All right, lean in, listen up. And these are all in alignment with our topic today for this episode, K-12 Teacher Empowership. Here's a brain teaser, which is something in teaching called the ripple effect. For 30 years, Mrs. Daniels has been an unwavering force in education. She has taught thousands of students, mentored dozens of young teachers, and even helped shape district policies to better support women educators. Now, as she prepares for retirement, she wonders, what will my legacy be? She realizes that her greatest impact wasn't just in the lessons she taught, but in the leaders she nurtured. One of her former students is now a principal. A teacher she mentored became an instructional coach, and a struggling student she once believed in is now a literacy advocate. Though she will leave the classroom, her influence will continue through the people she empowered. But before she leaves, she asks herself one final question. How can women educators ensure that their leadership and mentorship leave a lasting legacy in education? So before I get to that bonus question, I want to ask you, the community of Realizing Your Potential TV Network and the Let's Talk K-12 Education Show, do you have those impactful women educators in your family? I've got tons of them on my dad's side. Have you thought about asking them these types of questions for National Women's Month in March? Have you sat down with a cup of coffee or whatever your beverage of choice is and have conversations with them? There's probably a rich wealth of knowledge that even though you know them as a family friend, family member, sibling, they probably have so many more stories that they could share. But I want to challenge you. I'm putting a call to action out there, and I'm going to do the same for myself. Those women in your communities, those women in your families, those women that if you're fortunate enough like me in your village, I want you to have a conversation with them in honor and observance of Women's National History Month and ask them about their legacy. Now, here's a bonus question that I want you to ask. What actions can women educators take today to create a lasting impact beyond their years in classroom? Here's another bonus question. How can mentorship programs help sustain the legacy of leaders, female leaders in education? And who is a woman in education that has shaped your journey? And what lessons did she leave you? So before we get to the next segment in this episode, I want to take the time to share my personal story. You may have heard it before, but if you've heard it before, please pay attention and listen again, because it's just that much. It's that impactful. So I grew up from a marginalized community. I didn't grow up with a lot, but there was a lot of love, you know, within, you know, my family dynamics. And so I attended the middle school that I attended. My middle school teachers, her name was Susan Claybrook. And she was this, if you looked in the dictionary for teacher, educator, you were going to find Susan Claybrook there, because she was what young girls like me from my background needed to see an education. She was always very professionally sharp, dressed. She was stylish. Her makeup and hair was always done. And on top of what she modeled to us as an educator in a school that had, you know, some students from marginalized communities and backgrounds like myself, she simply made sitting in her classroom in that school building an absolute blast. She made fun. She made learning fun and engaging. I can remember one time when it was hot, we were getting ready to get out for the summer, and Miss Claybrook actually had a water balloon fight with us. This was back in the day now. And she was one that was one of the first people to challenge me to believe in myself. She was the first one to tell me, you know, Tanisha, I believe that you have all the qualities to be a teacher. No teacher had ever told me that before. And not only that, she took it a step further. She had me recite Romeo and Juliet in front of the class. When I tell you, it gave me a boost of confidence, and that, not that I was overlooked by other teachers, because I've always been smart, but for Susan Claybrook to take the time to mentor me and implant those seeds in me that I hadn't heard before, I actually have patterned a lot of the way that I do classroom management behind Susan Claybrook. She made it fun. She made it engaging. She nurtured. She advised. She counseled. But the other side to that was, when her voice went down an octave like this, her students understood. And we did not play with Susan Claybrook. So she made learning fun, but she also kept it where there wasn't going to be any students in her class to disrupt the learning of others. So that is my unsung hero. I gave education a look, a nod, as I began to get older and had children myself and worked in children's ministry, and say, you know what? Susan Claybrook might be right, her and my stepmom, who is resting. God bless her. So I miss her. I miss her dearly. My mother believed in me, but Susan Claybrook is still among us. And I think with me putting that call to action out there for you guys to look up those women in your communities, in your families, to ask those legacy type questions, I'm going to also follow my own advice and my own call to action, and probably within the next day or so, reach out to Susan Claybrook. So that's my story. So let's get into the show, guys. Welcome, educators, leaders, and passionate advocates for K-12. You've tuned into Let's Talk K-12 Education, where we dive deep into the heart of what matters most in our schools. Today, we're celebrating, elevating, and equipping the incredible women, the one that I just shared, Susan Claybrook, from my middle school English class, my English teacher, who shape our future. It's time for K-12 Teacher Empowership. In the ever-evolving landscape of 2025, with new challenges and unprecedented opportunities, how do we navigate the complexities to drive impactful student outcomes and, crucially, to boost teacher retention? We'll be exploring powerful strategies, sharing inspiring stories, and unpacking the crucial role of women mentors in building a thriving educational ecosystem. We'll discuss how to foster nurturing mentorship relationships to support both students and at-risk teachers, meaning those teachers who are dissatisfied or on the brink of leaving the educational industry altogether, implement innovative teaching strategies that resonate with today's learners. We're also going to advocate for policies that prioritize teacher well-being, which you've heard consistently talked about on my episodes, and professional growth. Build collaborative communities that empower women in education to lead and inspire. So I want you to buckle up. Get ready to be energized, informed, and inspired. In observance of National Women's Month, let's celebrate K-12 Teacher Empowership. Let's get started. Let's dive into the show with some more thought provokers around K-12 Teacher Empowership as we continue to celebrate women's impact in K-12. So here's some thought provokers. What are some ways schools and communities can celebrate the contributions of female educators year-round, not just in March? How can educators use National Women's Month to inspire the next generation of female leaders? Who is an unsung hero in education? A woman doing or has done extraordinary work without recognition. I just shared mine, which was Susan Claybrook. How can we uplift her story the way that I just did? What is one piece of advice you would give to a young woman entering the field of education today? How do women educators create lasting legacies beyond their years in the classroom? So, in acknowledgement of National Women's Month, and as we continue celebrating women in education, here are some statistics that aren't so celebratory. Women make up nearly 76% of K-12 educators in the U.S., yet they remain underrepresented in decision-making and leadership roles. The purpose of this show is to highlight the historical and current impact of women in education, discussing leadership, mentorship, and retention strategies, equipping women educators with tools to thrive in 2025's evolving educational landscape. So before I get into the legacy of women, I'm going to back just a second to highlight another phenomenal woman, K-12 woman that impacted me on the second stage of my life. And I want to go back to that 30% of women in leadership. And her name is Dr. B. And I'll talk more about Dr. B when we get to a very relevant statistic that I'm going to share in the next couple of minutes. But she was very instrumental in me when I started my education consultancy in the business development. She was my business development coach. So just a phenomenal woman, worked many different levels in education and was significant enough, not only a woman from a marginalized population, but she worked her way up to a tiny percentage in which I'm going to share in the next few minutes in the episode. So the legacy of women in K-12, historical impact of women educators, none other than the wonderful, infamous Mary McLeod Bethune. She established a school for African-American girls in 1904, later becoming Bethune-Cookman University. She fought for educational access for Black students. Here's another one. Maria Montessori, and I love their curriculum, very alignment with my teaching styles. She created the Montessori method, focusing on student-led learning, still widely used in early childhood education. Here is one that you guys are familiar with, Ann Sullivan. She's known for mentoring Helen Keller, proving that individualized education can transform lives, which is equivalent to our now current IDEA, students receiving, you know, modifications or interventions to support them, that they are on an equal playing field with their abled peers and students. So, women educators as agents of change. So, I got some more to share with you. Dr. Karen Mapp developed family engagement models to help parents and schools work together, leading to higher student success rates. We have Dr. Gloria Ladson Billings, advocates for culturally responsive teaching, which you guys have heard here on my show, ensuring that students of color receive equitable education. The power of female leadership in education. Why female leadership in K-12 matters. The leadership gap suggests that women hold 76% of teaching roles, but only 30% of superintendent roles. Now, here is where we insert Dr. B again, who I told you about earlier. She was that 30% stat. She was a superintendent. And I was fortunate enough to have her as my business development coach. So kudos to you, Dr. McCants. And again, I am giving these phenomenal women that have impacted me their flowers as we continue to celebrate the Women's Month for March. And as we talk about K-12 teacher empowership, there's no better way to be empowered than that, guys. Schools led by female administrators tend to emphasize collaborative leadership and community engagement. Now, again, men are doing a great job, but the focus is we're celebrating and acknowledge March as National Women's Month, okay? So please don't send me hate mail. Women-led schools improve student outcomes. So higher teacher satisfaction rates due to strong mentorship structures, stronger student-teacher relationships leading to better academic performance. So how are some of these wonderful people breaking barriers and overcoming challenges? So some challenges women face in leadership. Got to address the good with the bad, guys. Got to address those challenges. So gender bias in leadership selection, work-life balance, and the expectation of emotional labor. We all know most of the time women bear the brunt of the caregiving, whether it is with the children, you know, whether it is with parents, they bear all of that as well as trying to lead in K-12. So lack of structured mentorship programs for aspiring women leaders can be a barrier. Success stories of women who have overcome these barriers. So let me give you just some of these examples. So Dr. Janice Jackson, which was a former CEO of Chicago Public Schools, what did she do? She focused on student equity and teacher retention programs. Dr. Sharon Contreras, the first woman of color to lead Guilford County Schools, implementing career advancement programs for teachers. So far, guys, we've been journeying through the rich tapestry of women's contributions to K-12 education as we continue to celebrate National Women's Month of March. How have we done it? By tracing the threads of their legacy from pioneers who broke down barriers to the dynamic leaders we see shaping classrooms and policies today. And I just shared two of mine. It's truly inspiring to witness how their unwavering dedication has paved the way for progress. Also, as we've explored the sheer power of female leadership in education, it's become clear that these women aren't just maintaining the status quo. They're driving innovation, fostering inclusive environments, and empowering the next generation to reach their potential. But as we celebrate these achievements, We also know that the work is far from over. The challenges facing our educators and students are complex, and we need to continue to amplify the voices and leadership of women in K-12. So around K-12 teacher empowership, I explored K-12 teacher empowership by sharing powerful strategies, inspiring stories, and unpacking the crucial role of women mentors in building a thriving educational ecosystem in celebration of National Women's Month of March. In addition, we've explored the legacy and power of women in K-12, and it's clear that their impact is transformative. But how do we systematically cultivate and sustain this leadership? How do we build a foundation for lasting change? Well, that's where the K-12 Teacher Empowership Framework comes in. We're not just talking about individual success stories. We're building a structure, a blueprint for empowering women in education. So during this part of the episode, we're going to unpack the three essential pillars that form the bedrock of this framework. Think of them as the cornerstones of strength, the elements that allow women to thrive and lead with unwavering confidence. These aren't just abstract ideas. They're practical, actionable strategies that can be implemented in classrooms, schools, and districts right now. So get ready to dive into the pillars. Pillar one, cultivating community and connection. Pillar two, developing leadership and advocacy skills. Pillar three, fostering sustainable growth and well-being. These three pillars, when integrated, create a powerful framework for empowership. So let's explore each one and discover how they can empower women to lead and transform K-12 education. Number one is by self-empowerment. Building confidence and professional growth, advocating for your own career growth. Okay, I know it's probably better, you know, said than done, but give it a try, ladies and gentlemen, give it a try. Women educators must seek leadership roles, negotiate salaries, and push for promotions. Example, Randy Weingarten, a president of the American Federation of Teachers, consistently fights for equal pay and leadership representation. Strategies for avoiding burnout and prioritizing well-being. So you say, well, how do we do that? How is she doing it? So we can also incorporate time management, meaning that we're setting boundaries between work and personal life so you're able to get everything done. Self-care, making mental health a priority by utilizing educator wellness programs, professional development, enrolling in leadership training and networking programs are some ways to put yourselves out there, thinking outside the box. Empowering the next generation, shaping future female leaders, encouraging girls to step into leadership early, okay? Not just when they become grown, but doing what Susan Claybrook did for me when I was in middle school from a marginalized community and marginalized population. Providing mentorship opportunities in student government, STEM programs, and debate teams for K-12 girls are perfect. So an example, Kimberly Bryant, founder of Black Girls Code, mentors young girls in STEM, breaking gender barriers. What are some classroom strategies for confidence building? Implementing growth mindset techniques to foster self-belief. Assigning women student leadership roles in classroom projects. Pull some of these girls out of their comfort zone. Collective empowerment. Women Supporting Women in Education, The Importance of Collaboration Over Competition. Collaboration over competition. Collaboration over competition. Yes, I did that intentionally because the research behind it is if you say it three times, people can retain the information. Women. Women thrive when they share resources, knowledge, and leadership opportunities. Creating mentorship pipelines where experienced women educators support those in early career stages. Women-led educator networks and advocacy groups is a good way to segue those collaborations. So National Women's Leadership Consortium, this helps women rise in education leadership. Here's an example of one. She leads EDU, focused on supporting women in STEM education. So we've just delved into the powerful empowership framework, exploring how cultivating community, developing leadership skills, and developing skills and priority well-being can create a truly transformative environment for women in K-12. And as we've seen, those aren't just theoretical concepts. They're practical strategies that can be implemented right now to build a stronger, more equitable educational landscape. But as with any framework, the true power lies in its application. How do we translate these pillars into real-world action? How do we overcome the challenges and truly embed these principles within our schools and districts as K-12 teacher leaders? So I'm going to give my closing thoughts from my thought leadership as an education enthusiast, consultant, and coach around this topic. And as we wrap up another episode of Let's Talk K-12 Education, I want to leave you with some questions to ponder, questions that extend beyond the month of March and into the very heart of how we value and uplift women educators. So you ready? All right. As an education consultant, I believe it's vital that we move beyond symbolic gestures and create a culture of sustained recognition. So ask yourself, what are some concrete ways schools and communities can celebrate the contributions of women educators year-round? Not just in March. How can we weave their stories into our curricula, our school assemblies, our everyday conversations? And how can educators use the spirit of National Women's Month to ignite a spark in the next generation of women leaders? How can we showcase the diverse paths to success, the resilience, and the unwavering commitment of women in education? How can we create spaces where young women, especially K-12 girls, feel empowered to dream big and lead boldly? I also want us to challenge us to look beyond the spotlight. Who is an unsung hero in your school or community, like I just shared with Susan Claybrook and Dr. B? A woman doing extraordinary work, perhaps quietly without the recognition she deserves. How can we uplift her story, amplify her voice, and ensure her contributions are celebrated? As an education consultant, I see these heroes every day, and their stories need to be told. And for the young women listening, those considering a career in education, I have this piece of advice. Be bold, be resilient, be your authentic self. Your voice matters. Your perspective is invaluable. Don't be afraid to challenge the status quo and create the change you want to see. And know that you are not alone. Finally, let's consider the lasting legacies women educators create. It's not just about the lessons taught, or the grades given. It's about the lives they touch, the students they inspire, and the ripple effect they create in their communities. As an education consultant, I witness these legacies every day. And I believe that by celebrating and supporting women educators, we are investing in a future where every student has the opportunity to thrive. So I want to say thank you for joining us on Let's Talk K-12 Education. Let's continue these important conversations and work together to create a more equitable and empowering educational landscape for all. For more information on my consulting services, please visit me on LinkedIn. Type in Tanisha Langley, Senior Education Consultant. Remember, the work we do today shapes the leaders of tomorrow. So I want to thank you for joining us on the Let's Talk K-12 Education Show here on Realizing Your Potential TV Network. We are grateful for your time, insights, and dedication to exploring what truly makes a difference in the lives of our students, educators, and communities. Your commitment to understanding and advancing K-12 education is what drives meaningful change. Together, we're shaping the future of education. How? One episode, one conversation at a time. Wishing you continued success and inspiration as we break the school-to-prison pipeline for every learner. This is Tanisha Langley, your educational enthusiast, thought leader, and the show host for Let's Talk K-12 Education on Realizing Your Potential TV Network. You can find us here every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we are empowered through education. Until the next time, we'll see you back on this same place, this same space. Have a wonderful day and an upcoming week. Toodles for now.